welcome to episode 131 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in to our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, let us know. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and Laura. Asheville is a city in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains. It's known for a vibrant art scene and historic architecture, including the dome-topped Basilica of St. Lawrence. The vast 19th century Biltmore estates display artwork by masters like Renoir. The downtown art district is filled with galleries and museums, and in the nearby River Arts District, former factory buildings house artist studios. But this is not this beautiful city's only claim to fame. It is rich in diversity, history, and natural beauty. In fact, one could say that there isn't anybody who wouldn't find things to love about Asheville. A foodie's delight, an outdoor lover's paradise, a golfer's dream getaway, a great place to be pampered and rejuvenate your soul, a canvas just waiting to be photographed, and best of all, there just isn't a bad time of the year to visit. So let's get started. So has everyone here been to Asheville? I went when I was a kid.
I was just there this morning.
Ah.
Just there in fact this morning, yes. Fresh from Asheville.
I did.
I've traveled there, and that's where my family moved to.
Oh, nice.
When I was younger, from Buffalo, New York, so.
I've been to the Biltmore Estate.
Yeah, I did it with Girl Scouts, Biltmore, and we did whitewater rafting, and it was awesome. Yeah. And it's funny that I haven't really, my husband and I went to the mountains when we first moved to North Carolina, but we were around Asheville. We didn't really hang out in Asheville. So I'm excited. This is really cool. So, yeah. Lots of arts, but I kind of think of breweries when I think of
me
Asheville.
Too. I'm sure that's not where Laura thought we were going to go with this conversation, but,
So actually it's been named like Beer City of the United States or like 3 or 4 years in a row.
Yes, and large microbreweries, which seems kind of oxymoronic, but
Sierra Nevada
has moved there, and Oscar Blues as well. Mm-hmm. So not moved there; they've opened up shop there. They haven't completely relocated, but the water is good, and the prices are low. And with the laws having been changed in North Carolina to better accommodate craft breweries, it's definitely booming. And that's something Outlander has tried to put together trips to Asheville before. It hasn't worked out yet, beer tours, but we're still working on it. If you're interested in one, please let us know that you'd be interested in one, and we'll add you to our mailing list for it. There's some great and a wide variety of very small mom and pop operations to the big boys, all there. And there's one right in the arts district that was mentioned in the introduction, where all this artist housing is. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when I went there, I did not feel like I fit in. It felt very much like a neighborhood bar, and that they could, you almost heard Wild West music playing when you walked through the door. Everybody turned and looked at you, and it was like, who are you? I definitely felt like.
Is that Jack of the Woods?
No. It's the one with all the tools. Is it Wedge?
You went to the bar this morning before you came back?
No, this was another trip separately, yeah. No, I was staying with Ryan and Aileen this weekend.
So, oh,
yeah.
Nice.
To be fair, I was mostly in Knoxville, Tennessee, which incidentally is a good day trip from Asheville.
Yeah.
If you ran out of things to do from there. But yeah, so I just came back through Asheville, and instead of driving all the way back from Knoxville.
Nice.
I overnighted. Yeah.
Oh, I would have said to say hi.
And Asheville, if someplace someone's thinking about flying into, the Asheville airport is not always the most economical choice to fly into, but there are, it's not horrible, but there's the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport that's about a 45-minute drive, and there's the Tri-Cities Airport, which is about an hour drive, and both of the drives are beautiful. To and from the airport, and easy.
And Southwest flies into Greenville, so that also makes it a little bit more affordable, even though you've got the drive, you can take Southwest.
Yeah. Okay, so this is kind of off topic, but it just made me remember when you said how close Greenville, South Carolina is. I have a friend who opened up, she bought a Duck Donuts franchise. So if you're familiar with coastal North Carolina, it's this really crazy, addictive donut place. They just opened one here, but they're going to be in Asheville and in Greenville. And that's why they bought those two, is because they were so close together. So if you're there, I know they're open.
The one in
Asheville is open now. Go check out Duck Donuts. Say hi to Becky.
Yeah, this is very off topic, but guess where else they have one?
Oh, where?
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's spreading very
quickly. Yeah, they're, I mean, they're selling the franchises.
It's apparently been there for like 2 years.
Wow. Cool.
So back to Asheville.
I was driving down the road, and I looked over, and I saw Duck Donuts, and I was like, sure, it's a wrong thing. Nope, it's the right thing.
That's cool.
So anyhow, you know, I love that you can get to, you know, the Asheville is, you know, one of the, what Elizabeth was saying is, it's a great base place to, you know, to go other places from, you know, along with flying into there through places that are not, you know, because sometimes when you go to these little kind of mountain or specialty towns, it's difficult to find an economical and reliable mainstream airline to fly in there.
Yeah.
But I love that you could fly into, you know, to Greenville, to Tri-Cities, and make a, you know, kind of a combination trip out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys said you've been to the Biltmore House.
Yeah.
Yes.
What time of year did you go?
Mine had to be summer because we, you know, it was a Girl Scout trip and we were whitewater rafting and camping. So all I remember is the movies that were filmed in the Biltmore. I was so excited to be there because of that movie with Don Knotts and Tim Conway. I can't remember the name of it. Do you know it, Lindsay?
Being There.
Yes. Is that it? No. Being There was I don't think it was called Being There.
Laura. Our audience can't see Laura, but Sandy just got the look.
I was there. I think it was spring, because they had they had some type of flower festival thing going on, and the wine, the old dairy that they turned into a winery. That was my favorite part. Yeah. That's my favorite thing there.
Biltmore wine is actually pretty widely distributed and isn't bad for a North Carolina wine. That's about as far as I'm gonna take that compliment. But if you like North Carolina wines, the Biltmore line is a good one.
So. Well, and it's a beautiful setting. It's a beautiful setting to stay there. They've got stables and the winery, and you know, it's a beautiful place to visit. One of the things I wanted to mention was that I got married in Asheville, and Christmas time is a great time to visit Asheville for a multiplicity of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But the Biltmore is beautiful at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, and you can take candlelight tours at night, and there's usually local, and by local I mean kind of within a 200-mile radius, music groups to come in. So there'll be madrigal singers, or there'll be children's choirs, or classical music groups all throughout. I think there's like 48 different Christmas trees that are from the home. But it's an incredible opportunity.
Our Amy, who's been on the podcast several times, one of our agents, Amy, she goes every Christmas. That's like a little pilgrimage for them.
Yeah. And until July 4th, if anyone's looking for something that might be fun for the summer, they have an exhibit there called Design for Drama. And, it's fashions from the classics. It's an exhibition premiering in the Biltmore House, inspired by George Vanderbilt's love of literature. So it showcases more than 40 award-winning movie costumes from films based on favorite books in his collection.
Oh, that's cool.
They had one last year with all the Downton Abbey costumes and stuff. So I remember that.
Yeah.
I think I like their page on Facebook or something, so I see all their updates about stuff like that. It's very cool.
It says that brings characters to life from Sherlock Holmes, Finding Neverland, Anna Karenina, Pride and Prejudice. From 13 movies are staged all throughout the rooms of the house.
Awesome.
That's a really cool, you know, if you're looking for a mother-daughter thing or a girl's getaway, or that'd be a really nice focal point of a trip there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and it is one of America's only palaces. Like, we don't have very many castles. And obviously they're more modern castles, the ones we do have, but there's Hearst Castle on the West Coast, and, there's a few, but this is one of the few. Biltmore is pretty truly a modern castle.
So. You know, and although you can't stay in the Biltmore
house. Right.
another really neat thing about it is that they, have available, there's some really beautiful places on there for engagements. So that's something you can contact your travel agent about, is you know, that you can set up. I had a friend who was, his daughter was engaged there, and they set up where the family was hiding all around so they could all see the engagement. They were engaged on a bridge overgoing a brook. And then once the person said, "I do," somebody raised their hand and all the family came out from.
Well, I'm glad she said yes.
Yeah, that would have been awkward had she said no. That would definitely.
You know, they also have a marathon there, just FYI.
It's always about running.
Can you imagine how hilly that would be?
At Fruiting Estate?
Huh? At Biltmore. Yeah. You run on the grounds. Yep. Yeah.
Well, it is a marathon because that driveway goes forever.
Yeah.
But there, you know, but there are some beautiful places to stay in and around Asheville. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a beautiful motel right downtown that has a rooftop bar, and it's a great motel for. I wrote it down when I was doing the notes.
Are you talking about the Aloft?
No, the Aloft doesn't have a rooftop bar. Hyatt Place, Asheville.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a great motel if you want to come from the airport and be dropped off and just walk to places that you don't really want to rent a car. You're not in the mood to be adventurous in that way. That is a great centrally located motel.
Yeah, there's another hotel downtown, the Aloft that we were talking about, that also it's very centrally located, and you can walk to all of the downtown breweries and bars from there, which, you know, it may not be about not being adventurous, it may be about not wanting to drive after consuming alcoholic beverages.
There's another fun fact about the Aloft real quick. They bring in dogs from the local shelter to hang out at the bar. And they get adopted that way.
Wow.
I think that's so cool.
the Aloft also provides, for people staying there, if you bring your dog, they provide dog beds and dog treats.
Yeah.
For anyone who wants to bring their dog, which is also kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, you know, I just picked out a couple of them, but there's a place called Wildberry Lodge. If you're looking for more of a, you know, to get away with your spouse or even your children. That's about 5 or 6 minutes out of the city. This is a really cool thing about Asheville is you can be right in the middle of the city and you can drive 7 minutes and you're surrounded by mountains. Mm-hmm. And you'd never know there's this, you know, kind of beautiful metropolis right in the middle of it. And it's like beautiful log cabins with incredible breakfast and hiking trails and fire pits. So if you're looking for that kind of experience, there's that there. And then there's, you know, kind of an iconic centerpiece of Asheville, which is the Grove Park Inn.
Mm-hmm.
That has the most amazing spa you'll probably ever go to.
Mm-hmm. And the spa is relatively new compared to the hotel. The resort itself has been around for a very long time. They added the spa in my lifetime and actually in my adult lifetime. I want to say in the last 20 years or so, they added that. So.
Yeah, and the Grove Park Inn is another one of these motels. It's like there's all kinds of incredible things to. Number one, they have amazing food, and on a couple nights, I think it's every Friday night they have a massive seafood buffet, massive. And we're not talking about kind of the go to Myrtle Beach seafood buffet. We're talking about sides of salmon and crab legs and beautiful, you know, raw oysters and that kind of stuff. But they also have, at Christmas, they have a gingerbread, a national gingerbread house contest there. Uh-huh. And the gingerbread houses are all over the Grove Park Inn.
I would love that. That's so cool.
Oh, they're incredible. About 6 or 7 years ago, kind of in the height of Harry Potter, that's the one that won. And they did it, the whole
Hogwarts. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So cool. And there was windows you could look in, you could see in. There was a game of Quidditch going on. They had brooms flying, and it was incredible.
Wow.
It was incredible. And if nothing else, if you're looking for if you're not going to stay there and you're looking for kind of a way to wind down, like you'd like a taste of the luxury, they also have fireplaces big enough that you probably 6 or 8 people can stand inside them.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn logs in there in the winter. So that's a great thing to go and sit in the lobby. It's one of these old, beautiful old lobbies with amazing Christmas trees in it. But there's also a beautiful balcony. that's like that looks out over the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a great place to go and have a drink or something at the end of the day. So, you know, that's another offering.
And then you mentioned you can't stay in the Biltmore House, but there is the Biltmore Inn is actually on property at Biltmore. So if you really wanted to stay near Biltmore and, mm-hmm. you know, and make that the key part of your experience, that's a great choice. It is not an inexpensive hotel. neither is the Grove Park for that matter, but yeah, it's,
you know, if you're looking for a romantic getaway or to celebrate a milestone anniversary or to, you know, have your wife love you forever. The spa has 20 water features.
Oh, it's the hydrotherapy, nice.
Yeah, like mineral-based pools, subterranean spa, rock walls, arches, tunnels, 43,000 square feet of peace and quiet. waterfall pools, and there's a lap pool with 6,500 fiber optic stars and underwater music. So it's really a kind of a once in a lifetime, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to go.
And you mentioned adult getaways. That one popular way that I sell a lot of Asheville is parents dropping off the kids at camp. There's several summer camps around there, you know, like 2 or 3 week or summer long camps. And there are lots of people who take their children there from all over the South, really. And they'll drive there. And so they'll want to overnight there both at the beginning and the end. And so that's a great sort of way to, you know, drop off the kids at camp and then go have like an adult retreat at one of these beautiful, higher end hotels.
One of the things I've done a couple times in the North Carolina mountains, not necessarily in Asheville, but I would imagine you could find this, is these old inns that are like back from the turn of the 19th to 20th century. And one of them we stayed at one time had no like TVs in the room, no telephones, stuff like that. So it was real rustic, and it was kind of like you were just going to sit on the porch on the rocking chair, you know, and they had, like the game room. And the coolest thing though was, well, the food was really good, but the restaurant, they had this old dog that lived there, and he would just wander around from table to table, and you could pet him. And then after, I bought a coffee mug with the dog on it, but, like a couple years later, I got a postcard from him saying the dog had died, you know? So it was like, but I mean, it was like really sweet, personal kind of, you felt like you were part of family, you know? And, yeah. So, and there's also some that have, yeah, like all our meals were included in that place, that inn. And I've stayed at two different places around that area where our meals were included in the really good restaurants with the mountain berries and stuff.
Yeah, there's some beautiful bed and breakfast, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There also that we can help you guys reserve. And, you know, that's the kind of experience you're looking for. So it's one of the things I really love about Asheville, is that there's just not just kind of this one option of, you know, and chain motels are beautiful, but you kind of have this, you know, it's like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a romantic, you know, what does romantic getaway mean to you? Are you looking to be pampered? Are you looking to be, you know, like I would be the outdoor, I would be the fire pit marshmallows, stars overhead person. You know, to me, that would be the ideal place.
Camping!
But, you know, yeah.
Well, but it's, you know, it's kind of camping with this beautiful log cabin and front porch. And
that's glamping.
It barely takes a little bath, and, you know.
That's tolerable, is what that is. Yeah. So while we're talking about sort of the camping idea and the outdoors, that's one of the great draws to Asheville. I mean, it's on the Appalachian Trail. It's, you know, has
Blue Ridge
easy,
Parkway.
Yeah, the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's actually not far from that Dragon Tail Drive either, isn't it? Isn't it? The Dragon Tail, I think, is in Tennessee, but that famous.
Dragon Tail is about an hour outside of Asheville. That's
okay.
Where it kind of comes through.
Okay.
The motorcycle, where people ride motorcycles and stuff.
And sports cars, you know, driving, because it's lots of hairpin turns and things like that.
So. Yeah. It's right near the DuPont Forest, and the DuPont Forest is about an hour outside of Asheville.
Okay.
It's a beautiful drive, but I actually stayed in a lodge out there for a couple days. And a lot of the folks who were driving that Dragon's Tail came right through. But the DuPont Forest is another beautiful place to visit, and it's very, that is very family friendly hiking. It's a beautiful kind of soft, grounded forest. That's all I can tell you about is that it's got not like pine needles, but the ground in that forest is so easy to walk on, and it's very gentle sloping. So it's very friendly for kind of a multi-generational, you know, nice hike in the woods. Big old trees. It's all shaded. So that's another beautiful place to go.
Yeah, and likewise, the things like rafting and some of the higher-end adventure things, those rivers are not they're not like 5-plus rapids. They're nice beginner-level rivers. So that's also very family-friendly.
Is that...
a nice sandy-level river.
Yeah.
Not fly out of your rivers. Yeah.
If you're looking for that high adventure, there is high adventure. You know, the Olympics, I think it was 8 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, that's where the kayak, on the Summer Olympics with the kayak, kayaking was done on the Nantahala River right there.
Yeah, when it was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So
that was 20 years ago.
That was 96.
Yeah, the Nantahala.
That's got some great rapids, but they're also ones that are, you know, where you're going to get in your raft and there's going to be somebody with you, and there's going to be children, and they have tubing, they have rafting. You know, Asheville is an outdoor lover's paradise.
We went with a group of women on just a girls' trip, and we did whitewater rafting on the Nantahala. Which one of the cool things about that is they can turn the water off, they turn it off at night.
It's a dam controlled.
Yeah. So, but we were there, and there was another raft of this like older couple that looked like they had their grandkids with them. And this woman was sitting there in the raft with like her pearls. And I think she even had her pocketbook with her. And, I guess it's normal. I didn't partake in this, but I guess it's normal to splash people when you're whitewater rafting. So our guide was like, oh yeah, we'll go do it. And we turned around and rode up to them, and they thought we were coming to say hi. And I have these two evil friends, Linda and Jen, who just started hauling water at these people. And then one of my friends who's a little bit more like cultured, I guess you'd say, Karen, she was just appalled, and she looked at that woman and she was like, I did not know they were going to do that. And it was so funny that that's a good river. I mean, there's only one really big, and it's at the end, one big rapid. Mm-hmm. So it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, there's also a lot of treetop canopy tours. You know, it's an outdoor lover's paradise. It's an outdoor lover's paradise. It's great. There's canopy tours. There's berry picking tours. There's wellness tours through downtown Asheville where you can, like a 2-hour walking tour, where you do yoga and get relaxation treatments. You know, and Asheville's kind of a hub for holistic medicine, for healing, for wellness. So if that's something that, you know, appeals to you, we've talked about breweries and wellness all the same.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all related.
It's kind of all there.
I think they also have now 2 or 3 cideries along with the, breweries.
And distilleries. And I mean, we're not going to pretend the distilleries are new. Moonshine's been manufactured in the North Carolina mountains for a very long time, but, some more legal style, moonshine and distiller and, other,
it's,
you know,
it's
whiskeys.
Hipster
and
now,
yeah. It is.
That's a great segue to the, there's actually a Great Smoky Mountain Railroad. It hosts all different kinds of tours. Once again, it hosts a Polar Express thing at Christmas, that kind of thing. But one of the unique tours it does, it's a Carolina Moonshine Experience tour. Uh-huh. So that's a really fun, we've talked to them about girls' weekends, but if you're looking for a guys' weekend, between the Dragon's Tail, where we often see a lot of motorcycles and old cars, you know, the fishing, the whitewater rafting, the breweries, the moonshine tours, you know, and the food. We can't talk about Asheville without talking about the food. It's an incredible, it's a great option for kind of a romantic getaway, a girl's getaway, what they call a mancation or a manscape, you know, just.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say, like, the people I know who have driven the Dragon's Tail are all women, and, the distillery tour would appeal to my girlfriends too. So I guess I have weird friends, but, so great couples trips when you think about it, you know, things that everybody can enjoy together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Lots of fun. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com and click podcast at the top of the page and then find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Outlander Podcast or just search for Fly Away. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Laura, Lindsay, Elizabeth, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.